Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance and ask for his blessing. Most gracious, most glorious, good and good-doing God, oh, where shall we then begin? When we open unclean lips unto thee, for thou art great and greatly to be praised. Oh, we have heard it how the poet has sung, that he will talk of all thy mighty works and tell of all thy glorious doings. Oh, thou hast been mindful of us in so many different ways. Lord, thou hast spoken already in this morning hour. In the days gone by, it was so dry. There also was thy speaking unto us, teaching, without me ye can do nothing. But Lord, then thou wert pleased to give yet the thunder and the lightning. Thou wert pleased also to open up thy bountiful hand, and didst give unto us a plentiful rain, an abundance, O Lord, thousands and millions of drops, and everyone on this earth. But thy open hand, bountiful, thou wert good unto all. Sometimes we may behold that the sun riseth upon the good and upon the evil. And this morning then, the rain descended upon the good and upon the evil. Oh, where does it bring us? Thy goodness should lead us to repentance. But Lord, it was also in the days of Elijah that thou didst give a prayer, and thou didst answer by fire. Thou didst give a prayer 7 times over, and there was an abundance of rain. But Lord, then he fled. Then he became afraid and discouraged, and at the Horeb, then thou didst give again thy voice, and not with the thunder, not with the earthquake, not with that great wind, but thou didst come with that still, small voice. Lord, we ask, wilt thou show thy majesty and power in this morning hour? Wilt thou come yet with an abundance of rain? Wilt thou come with that still small voice, O Spirit from on high? Oh, then it was the bride's desire, awake, O north wind, and come thou south, and blow upon this garden. Lord, then we may ask, if thou wilt yet fulfill the desire of all that call upon thee in truth, and that thou wilt hear those that pray and answer their request. Gracious God, thy word is so true, and thou shouldest be acknowledged not only in asking but also in thanking. And who is now able to do it, O Lord? Oh, it teaches, as it ever teaches, that Spirit to magnify the Christ, because he is the interceding High Priest. But Lord, he also is the thanking High Priest for a people that cannot pray, and yet are taught to be beggars, as sighs and groanings, but also a people that cannot thank and acknowledge thee. And then he is also for them that thanking High Priest. Gracious God, Remember us further in mercy in this morning. There are reasons to acknowledge thee. That a wife and mother was helped in surgery and given improvement. Lord, may it be blessed. Grant healing for the body and improvement also in the walking. A little girl could come home again from the hospital, more tests to come, but provide also there a thankful heart and a continual prayer for help and for receiving blessing in the family. Lord, there are reasons to acknowledge thee that thou hast spared and kept us. Much traveling hither and yon, but oh, that our way might be through that straight gate upon that narrow path that only leadeth unto life. Lord, remember us then in mercy in thy house. Give us yet grace, we ask it again. O blessed and dear, faithful King and Master, there are no words ever to express that thou art good and doest good. Lord, remember us then in this morning. Be with thy Zion over the length and the breadth of this earth. Help those that must read and help in vacant places. Anoint thy servants. Give an increase in those faithful laborers. Give then also the students, the candidates in the old country, what they all need. And also remember the emeritus ministers. Lord, be with us. Work among Jew and Gentile. Be with all those in distress, in prisons, persecution, warfare, and affliction. Remember the handicapped, the lonely, the sorrowing ones, the grieving ones, those that are in homes of care. Our Lord, the need shall ever be multiplied, but thou art a God that helps the needy when they cry. And thou shalt save their souls when death draws nigh. Thou art a God of their salvation. Oh, prove it once again. Be with this world sinking in iniquity. Give yet repentance, time of grace. Convert those leaders, our Lord. Nothing is outside of thy control. Thou holdest the reins. Thy counsel shall be fulfilled, though not acknowledged. But Lord, thou dost reign, and thou alone. Everlasting is thy throne. We have observed it once again early in the morning. O Lord, wilt thou now remember us in mercy, that we may ask of thee fresh oil. Thou hast strength supplied hitherto, given also in the treatments thy help and strength. Lord, do it yet continually. Provide again in this day. Thou hast been so good so often. And Lord, we cannot make ourselves dependent, but thou hast ways and means of doing it, and it is a good place. It is the best place. Our Lord, be with thy people. Give them a morsel. Give them a token. Give them a word, a glimpse, a glance. But thou art so abundant. Thou hast a rich mercy. Grace abounds and mercy far more abounds. Lord, and thou canst fill us with that plentiful rain also in this morning, and confirm thine inheritance when it is weary. Make us jealous if we miss it. Convert all those walking merrily along, religiously along, perhaps, on that broad way, for it leads to destruction eternally. Oh, that thou wouldest come and prick the ears and prick the hearts, open the heavens and show thy glory, as thou didst show thy glory in the morning hour. Give that glory also in thy house, satisfy us with the goodness of thy house in this day. Lord, help us. Our eyes are upon thee. Look upon us in mercy for the sake of him whom thou hearest always. For Jesus' sake, amen.